Okay, I'm gonna put Cody on the spot here. Cody's been doing some work and trying to score us a different location to put the 6-4 back up. And Bob, hopefully talking about putting a GMRS repeater up at the same location. So Cody, I'm gonna let you go ahead and put your spill out what your intentions are.
Originally the 6-4 repeater was in Chester Hill, and we took it down because of possible liability issues. Since it was down for 2 years now, I want to get it back operational as using a remote receive node for our main repeater. That way we can have direct communications in the Phillipsburg area as a local and a connected resource to our main large area network repeater. The current situation with the repeater, everything's assembled. I just need to tune the linking radio audio to be matched on the repeater. But everything's been reprogrammed using the original controllers and the GE crystal repeater. I got that all retuned and in a cabinet. For a potential location, I've been talking with Calford's up on 6 Mile Run, because we have an APRS radio there just acting as a beacon. So I started a conversation with them regarding putting that repeater at that location because of the prop study that Bob did that actually covers the entire, you know, Phillipsburg area and a larger area. So it would fill in all the little gaps that the 4-3 is unable to serve. I had Bob draft me up a nice informal letter of what our intentions are with Calvert's property, because they need to, you know, make sure it's all right with Reese's husband, Georgie. Yeah, make sure everything, he's fine with that, since we'll be putting different equipment in his like one garage. So that's the current situation regarding the 6-4 and the upgrades for it. The repeater is basically ready to go. It's been sitting on my bench running. The remote receive node is most likely going to be a standalone object due to complexities of interconnecting transmit receive radio. And also it gets messy whenever you start thinking about using four radios in total. But that's the current game plan. So I'm waiting to hear back from Calvert's regarding if they're all right, if we have put stuff there, if they're going to want to, you know, help support us with having this resource for the community and stuff like that. I would like to have this all done before summer begins. It's my goal. We'll see what happens on that whole situation, but for the most part, it's primarily finding a new location for the repeater, and we pretty much have the hardware and stuff for
So Cody, how do you link the two? Is it a UHF link that you'll link this one to the main one?
Yes, it's to make things simple, okay, and not need to go buy a $600 repeater controller. I just, the 6-4 repeater itself just has a VHF radio that is, you know, acting as a portable in a sense. It just makes life simple, less complexity. The remote receive node is just two Motorola radios in an X-band configuration. Okay. So it's receiving on the same frequency that the 4-3 is, and it's retransmitting on UHF. So for adding that, it's literally just a splice off of your, you know, receive off the duplexer for the 6-4, dump it right in there, because you're not gonna lose much attenuation at all. And then just have a separate Yagi or, you know, just a mag mount slap on top of it for the UHF backhaul.
There's already a UHF up on the...
Correct. Okay. We have the voting, everything is already configured at the Rattlesnake site with a 8-channel voter. There are two Motorola GM300s in there that are already audio matched.
Okay.
So it's literally, I take this box I have, put it somewhere. I want to try using a coupled, one of those antenna splitters, like where you can have a UHF, VHF antenna, and then it like separates them, so you can have, you know, UHF and a VHF radio operating at the same time, or vice versa, where you have a UHF antenna and a VHF for a dual band radio. Use one of those to actually just require a UHF antenna. It doesn't matter if it's the Aggie or anything else, because you're just absorbing or receiving frequency. And then just, so it wouldn't, less hardware for a feed line, antenna, and everything else. Just this one self-contained box. No real processing or anything else, since it's just X-band. Since you technically don't need to ID it or anything else like that, because you're IDing yourself.
Okay.
So we currently have the possibility to have two remotes in our current setup. We can add more if we want, but the Phillipsburg was the main location for putting a remote receive node. The secondary was going to be Kernsville. After learning, my antennas that I had that are spare are fractured halfway through them, so they don't really radiate that well. So I might mess around with the possibility of that again. The other location that's even higher I could is Boone Mountain, which is above Pennville, but you're going to be getting stuff from New York and all over the place, since it's an extremely high peak before you go down over, you know, the mountain and start heading into New York and what's the other place up there? Not Bradford. But yeah, further north. So that's the current thoughts and proceedings regarding that setup. If anyone has any suggestions or better locations.
So where is it going to be? What's the location?
CalFERS is located basically right up on the hill here. So if you start heading out towards the Taco Bell, and which is out towards Clearfield direction on 322, there's a side turnoff road, and it kind of just takes you up over the hill there. When you get to the very top, the CalFERS property is basically just as you can see forever. It's basically like the industrial area up in Phillipsburg. So it's like the similar elevation, so you can see all of Phillipsburg, and then you can see on the other side of the hill as well, going like towards Baylor and West Decatur and everywhere else. So it kind of serves those smaller areas that's surrounded by the mountain.
Fills in the shadowed area from Rattlesnake.
Correct.
We used to have, that's when the D-Star machine started out.
Yeah.
There, but we couldn't get internet up there. That's why we ended up moving it.
Yeah. So okay. I did a propagation study on that, and so basically, it's the best of all the places I've tried, dozens of places around this area, and that's the best one I've ever seen. It's better than the tower at the Theo High School, because just the way everything casts shadows, except if you're there, it's like, think of a starfish. You're in the middle of the starfish, and you're going up in these different valleys. Okay, and any leg of the starfish, you got shadows going to the rest of it. So this is just a really good location to go up. Like, you can go in the Coldstream this way, and you can go up Center Street this way, and that hunk of land in between doesn't cast a shadow, you know.
So it's pretty much all covered.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty nice. So there's only some bear, which is going over the hill.
Is that the one I ran?
Yeah, that's the one you sent me.
That's just the Phillipsburg Borough there.
Yeah, that's the one from CalFERS.
Yeah, so then, well, if you follow the Mashannon Creek north and south, it turns out.
Green. For the entire area.
Yeah, green is strong signal, yellow is weak signal.
So there's barely any white.
And that was for GMRS frequency, which is UHF.
Yeah.
2 meters should do better.
Yeah.
So, the bonus is that it doesn't just cover the borough. It has a very good coverage of Osceola Mills all the way down to the creek. And most of Houtsdale, like 70% of Houtsdale and all of Brisbane, it'll reach the Ginner.
You're coming up over Ginner.
You're right on the edge, but it'll probably get into Ginner and Moran. All the way out to Bigler on going one way with almost no gaps coming back into Phillipsburg from Bigler. And then all the way to Hannah Furnace Road going the other way. All right, Hannah Furnace Road, if you don't know, that's the second hump you're coming over when you come over here on 322. And you get to the top, and then you go down the dip, and you come up again. That's Hannah Furnace.
Right where it flattens out on top of the mountain.
It's all dirt road.
Coming up from Port Matilda.
Yeah.
You go up, you hit the top, and then you dip down, and you come up again. Right there is Hannah Furniture. That's where
the police barrier.
Well, before that.
Up right after the police.
At the Verizon site up there at the top.
Yeah, at the top of that hill, basically.
So you have pretty much from that. You could start talking on any of these repeaters at the Calfer site, whether it's GMRS or the 64. You could get on that one of those repeaters and talk continuously from that Hannah Furniture all the way to Bigler Light. Or you could start down around Housedale and talk all the way to Drifting, going north of Phillipsburg. Couple of maybe weaker areas in there. It's not, you know. I mean, obviously the farther you get from the repeater, the less strong it'll be. But those should all have pretty decent coverage. So you're covering Wollaston and West Decatur, and then everything, you know, Hawk Run, Morrisdale, Allport, Kylertown, Drifting, not Grass Flat, I'm sorry, but there's the only place you can recover Grass Flat is from a blimp.
Or from IQTH.
Yeah, you're still up on top of the hill, you're not in the valley of Grass Flat.
And then my thinking was, so I put a repeater together to cover, to do for Phillipsburg. And so I've got the repeater, all the pieces, I had them basically just a couple of radios. I got an RC210 ARCOM repeater kit, like the one you built. Put that together. I guess I must have done it right. It worked, and I got that up and running at my house for a while. But I was using my Shacky antenna to do it. So right now it's offline, looking for a home. Originally, I was planning to run it from my location, but I found out that a repeater site and a ham shack just don't like to coexist. It's just when I would transmit, I would be desensing the repeater because of the frequency being too close together. So. Decided we needed to find another home. So Darren talked to his brother-in-law and got permission to put it at his place. He's not a ham, so there wouldn't be any desense issues. But you'd need a Yagi. You're 5 miles outside of the borough. You're pointing in with a Yagi, and there's a lot of shadows, and it's not ideal. Compared to the Calfer site, the Calfer site is just so much better if we can get permission. The problem is, or the potential problem, the issue, let's say, the challenge is, it's private property, and they're not members of the club. They're not really hams or anything. So there's a garage that's separate and apart from the house. It was a couple of hundred feet maybe between them. I've never actually been there. I just looked at it on Google. But basically, there's an existing antenna and repeater there that's an APRS node that belongs to this club. I was told Phillip said we paid for the antenna and the feed line, and I think John donated the rest of the parts to it. I'm not sure. That's what Phillip told me.
I think we took down the UHF what we had from the diesel.
Yeah, there was a 444 something.
I think we took that down when we took it out of there. So
yeah,
or else I'd have an RA there.
And I actually have the bill of materials for that there. It looks like they spent $1,100 on the parts for that at one point. If that was actually purchased, what was there? But so somebody was, you know, put some effort into that earlier, a long time ago. But anyways, so there's been a presence at that site for many, many years. Back in the 90s, there was activity at that site, at the Calfer. So there's been a relationship, but...
It used to be, as long as we told them that we're going to be there, that we can go up there and do something.
Yeah. So I think...
Power there?
No, it's just a mast up there, currently.
Yeah.
It's just on top. It's a pretty decent-sized garage. It's height-wise, it's...
Yeah. Up. So there's...
There was a ham lived out near that, I think. Started that development there.
Would that have been Dave Posmoka?
No.
Somebody else? Okay. Well, anyways, so the thing is, that when we get into the, if we get permission to go there and put additional equipment, there's a question of how many masts we'll need, how many antennas we'll need, if they're going to be concerned about the visual impact of that, if they're going to be concerned, if they're going to be concerned about lightning catching their barn on fire, you know, or if somebody falls and breaks a leg or something. Those are issues that we're probably going to have to discuss at some point. But I don't know. Well, since we've already had a presence there, I'm not sure how far they'll want to go with that. But
I was going to say, they have an old coal shovel sitting right in front of the garage. the old steam-powered one sitting right there.
Oh, okay.
It's so you're not big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aesthetics, I don't think is going to bother.
No, no. Georgie has
not Georgie.
Big toys.
Well, so here's
the thing. Can you tune it up?
I feel like Georgie would probably restore that thing.